Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. This is the chilliest weekend we've had in quite a while.
It's beautiful.
And we are here to talk about your home loan today. We are joined by Miss Tress. Miss Tress, that's your new name, Miss Tress. And she's Mrs. Tress. Mrs. Collins.
Yeah. I don't think I like Miss Tress.
No.
You say
Wonder how that Tress got there in the first place. Anyway, we are here talking about your home loan today, and things are changing in the mortgage world. You need to get prepared. We'll talk about that a little bit today. Here with us is the grand poobah of mortgages. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here. Yeah. What is he on fumes? What's going on over there?
No. Just had to stop by the bathroom on the way in.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Thanks for sharing.
I'll tell you, if you've been listening to the show for the last couple of years, he's not called inappropriate Uncle Bubba for nothing. And so we are, you never know what's going to happen. We're supposed to be talking about your home loans. Supposed to talk about numbers. Other things come out. We want to talk to you about your home loan. And you can text us today. We want to talk about your refinancing, your purchasing, your home equity loans. Things are changing. Rates have slowly drifted up in the last couple of weeks. Slowly, tiny, little bitties. But you can still get right there at the greatest rates of all time. Still rates in the 15-year fixed in the low twos. The mid twos for 30-year options are out there. Depending on your credit score, your equity position, your loan size, whether you're having escrows, your points, all these things that make your head hurt. Because you're not in the mortgage business. As a matter of fact, I had a friend yesterday. It was their birthday. And she was saying that, she wants to put 20% down so she doesn't have to pay PMI. And I said, you don't have to put 20% down to get rid of PMI. You can buy it out up front. And you can get a great low rate now. Why would you put 20% down when you can put 5% down and just pay a point or two and buy out the PMI up front? Or pay a higher rate and get rid of the PMI. You can do all that without taking, you don't have to put 20% down a $250,000 house. That's $50,000.
Causing yourself financial demerits.
Oh, yes. You don't want any demerits for your decisions on your mortgages. You don't want to start out there. Yeah. We want to make sure that you get yourself lined up with a good loan. I said just put 5% down or 3% down, buy out the PMI. Life will be good.
Yeah, money doesn't do good in bricks and mortar at all.
I said, you'll be better off she said she had a 690 score. And I said, spend a couple $1,000, pay down the things in your credit score or credit that's going to make your scores go up. And then put 5% down, buy out the PMI, keep the money in your pocket. You're going to need curtains. You're going to need carpet. You're going to need, something to clean up the dog mess. You're going to, all that stuff.
Don't go there. I had a dog mess to clean up this morning. I was so mad.
You're talking about your dog to your husband.
My dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, still hasn't answered the question.
Yeah.
So tell us about your week, Tress. What happened?
My week was really good. I took Friday off for a three-day weekend. So yesterday was great. I went to vote. That was always exciting. And there was like nobody in line, which was even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun.
And so that was good. And Uncle Bubba, how was your week?
It was good. Yeah, there was a pandemic Monday about voting. Everybody was there.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah, but then on Tuesday, I walked right in and voted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many times have you voted now? is it your fourth time? Your fifth time?
Right.
I have very many names.
Your dog needs to vote.
Yeah. Well, all kidding aside, we want to talk to you about your home loan. You can text us at 972-387-4600. That's also the line. You can call us on 972-387-4600. And here's the rules. If you are on this radio show and you're one of the people that has a microphone and you raise your hand, you have to say, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay, trust. Because that way people know you want to talk because they can't tell.
Okay, noted. So, my bad. I have a question to start off with. So, I'm on the Nextdoor app. And, you know, for the people in my neighborhood and stuff like that. And somebody posted a question, which I replied to, and I told them to call up here and talk to someone. But they wanted to know, what are the pros and cons about doing forbearance? And I know that we talk about it every now and then, but, you know, I think that would be a good topic to
Uncle
start
Bubba
with.
Runs into this every day. And I just got some new news from FHA this week that they're going to extend some of the forbearance guidelines for FHA loans. It allows people to stay in those loans a little bit longer. And Bubba, you see it every day. How is it affecting loans and refinancing?
You know, if it's the COVID forbearance that you're talking about, that's the 3 months off.
Yes.
Yes. All right. The pros and cons are now, at first they said, well, if you were going to do it, I don't know about FHA, but on conventional, it was going to be 12 months. Before you could refinance. But then they've duped it down to 3 months of payments after the forbearance that takes place. So if you take 3 months off and then you make 3 months payments, then you're allowed to refinance.
You got to document that you're making your payment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money tied up in mortgage transactions. Once a loan is already in place and you have a forbearance and you can catch it back up and there's some COVID guidelines that give you some leeway and then you can catch it back up. But when a mortgage is written, a couple years ago, the average cost of a mortgage to be processed, underwritten, closed, funded, shipped, recorded, electricity, car, you know, leases, phones, everything involved was about $8,000 per loan. And here's the problem. The reason that I'm going to call it a problem is if you are in forbearance, and then some other company goes and refinances you, and you haven't made a payment, and you weren't really intending on it. And then someone spends $8,000 to $10,000. That was a couple of years ago. It was $8,000, $8,000 to $10,000 to get a loan processed for you, and then you don't pay it. The mortgage company that's just the cost of processing. When the loan gets transferred to a servicer, the servicer pays them a fee to offload it, and it's more than the $8,000, depending on the market. If a loan goes bad, let's say you don't pay it back, that lender then has to not only pay back the money that they got paid, they also have to pay a fine for writing a bad loan. And so let's say a lender goes and writes loans for people in forbearance and you never pay it back, then these lenders are not only if the loan defaults, never gets paid back at all, they have to buy the loan back. But then they got to also not only buy the loan back, they also have to pay a fee, whatever they got paid, plus a fine, on top of it. So it's a very expensive endeavor for a lender to be doing loans for people. Now, that's why they want you to pay for 3 months after the forbearance to document that you intend to pay this mortgage.
Yeah, and I had this week, there's a guy wanting to purchase, all right? But he thought he'd be smart, and he would do the COVID 3 months off before he sells his house. So he's right now he's not making his house payments and he's wanting to sell his house and then do a purchase.
We had a person years ago who filed a Better Business Bureau complaint at the behest of someone that was in the transaction that they were trying to buy a house.
Right.
They had not told us that they hadn't paid a mortgage payment for. They were 90 days behind in their existing mortgage, mm-hmm. and they were going to go buy a house with a mortgage payment 50% bigger, higher.
Mm. I remember this.
So this loan, their mortgage was another credit report. Their credit report looked great. We pre-approved them. And then when they get their contract, we go to verify their mortgage payment. We get a verification of mortgage or a verification of rent. We go to verify that you're paying your rent and your mortgage on time. And when we did that, we found out that they hadn't paid. So then what we did is we put the mortgage, we then sent that information into the credit bureaus. Their credit scores dropped by hundreds of points. Then they didn't qualify. And then they told the realtor that it was that we are just a bad mortgage company, don't know what we're doing, and that we just dropped the ball. And they didn't tell anybody. They never told the realtor that they hadn't paid their existing mortgage for 3 months. This is an issue. So, yes, this same person is doing the same thing. They're in a
forbearance. Well, he thought he would be smart. And he said, well, this is a great idea. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to take the 3 months off right now and purchase a house. And
This guy's in trouble for a while.
He just needs to go back, and he has to start making his payments
for 3 months.
For 3 months.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. So when you're in forbearance, does that negatively affect your credit?
See, not in the COVID 19.
Not in COVID world. Forbearance is looked at as a foreclosure.
Okay.
In the mortgage world, typically a forbearance is this person stopped making their mortgage payments.
Right.
People are 99% of people are good people, right? Mm-hmm. And so most
maybe
people
98.
1% are no darn good.
Yeah, that's from Superman. Yeah,
that's right.
So anyway, it's funny because that's the second time that reference has been used this week, not by me. So the thing is most people want to make these payments, and a lot of people have lost their jobs by government decree. Mm-hmm. And so they've been told they can't go to work. They've shut their businesses down. And so, yeah, this forbearance thing is needed. We, as a mortgage company, feel your pain. We want to help you get into a home, but the guidelines are that you're going to need to document you've paid that payment for 3 months and that you've re-established your ability to make payments. That's what they got to know, is that you're going to be able to make the mortgage payment.
Yeah.
And you can always rent if you can't buy. You can always rent a house.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of that going on. A lot of renting, especially here in DFW. Everyone's moving here. And home values are rising like crazy. You know, we as TexasLending.com, one, you can text us here, 972-387-4600. Find out if you can refinance right now. Rates are still at all-time lows. Mm-hmm. They're within 1/8% of the all-time low. 1/8 of 1%. So you know, but there is talk. I read a lot of economic news, and there are a lot of people that are shorting the U.S. dollar. They're shorting U.S. bonds. Shorting means that they are betting that rates are going to go up.
Yes.
And so they're betting that rates could go up anywhere from 0.25% to 0.5% here in the short term. And maybe the long term, they might about face, but the short term could be the next 6 months. That's just headwinds there. Now, what we don't know is what all those people don't know how much the Fed will buy. The Fed's been buying mortgage bonds. Mm-hmm. The Fed's been buying mortgage bonds. Is the Fed going to continue to keep the housing market going? Because the housing market's the one thing that's working. When the airlines are down and the hotels are down and the restaurants are down and the commercial properties are down.
Sounds like a song.
When you're going down, down, down. Yeah. Then
when the airplanes are down.
So the thing is, the thing that's happening is people are buying houses. Home values are rising. When you buy a house, you buy carpet. When you buy carpet, you know, people are buying all these different things and durable goods. Without the housing market right now, it's kind of like in 2003 and 2004, right after that big, after 9/11 and the thing that the collapse of the dot-com deal, mortgage rates went down for quite a while. And it kept things going until other things happened. But I can tell you right now, I don't know what's going to happen, but there is some inkling and there has been some slowly moving up of these rates. So get yourself prepared and call TexasLending.com. Our average loan size this week is up to about $280,000. These are Texas loans. Mm. And this is throughout the state.
18 years ago, I got into the business because rates went to 6%.
Oh, because they had dropped to 6%.
They had dropped to 6%.
In 2002, they were at
6%. That was the huge refinance boom.
2003.
I was there.
This one was just as big as that one. This refinance boom is just as big as that. You can still refinance.
Bigger, probably.
Get yourself a loan right now with TexasLending.com. We have staffed up. Next month is the big month. We have $550 million of loans locked at TexasLending.com, and we intend to get them all funded here in short order for you. We're doing business in San Antonio, Waco, Temple, Killeen, Austin, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth.
If you got that VA loan, call us.
Listen, our
right
VA
now.
Rates, our VA rates are the lowest VA rates in the state. We're looking at VA streamlines as low as 2.25. I'll say that again. You're looking at VA. Is that a 30-year, Bubba?
Yes.
The 30-year VA streamline is as low as 2.25. If you are a veteran, I guarantee you no one's within 0.25% of that. And, well, when I say no one's lower than that. Mm. No one's lower than where we are on the VA streamline. You call us for your VA loan. You call your veteran friends for a VA loan. And tell them to call us, 972-387-4600. VA streamlines don't require an appraisal as long as your new loan amount is below your original loan amount.
Yep.
Make sure you call us, and we can get that loan done for you, drop your payments, save some money, get ready for the holidays. Ooh. We're going to talk about more of these things with you as you text us at 972-387-4600. You can go online and apply at TexasLending.com, and we'll come back and share more Mortgage Talk with you on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 153 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who is appropriately in place to talk about your mortgage right now. We want you to share with us all your dreams about your home loan, 972-387-4600. Tress is here to ask your questions if you text us, 972-387-4600. Do we have any questions, Tress?
We do have questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. If you have credit, and what they mean, Kevin, is if I have credit.
Oh, so they're not asking me.
They're not asking you.
Okay.
So I'll read it with the appropriate pronoun. If I have good credit and worked at your job for more than 2 years.
No, it's their job. No, it's not the people who want to shoot you now. It's if he wants to shoot me now. So
it's more
now.
Interesting that way, though.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you have good credit and worked at your job for more than 2 years, does mortgage companies still have to do a 4506T form, or can you work with W-2s?
Okay, a mortgage can be approved off of W-2s, but the 4506T form has to be signed.
Yep, there's no way around it.
You got to sign the 4506T because later on, if someone wants to because there's going to be a quality control check. Mortgage companies have to do between 10 and 20% of all their mortgages have to be quality control checked. Depending on investors, depending on whether it's Fannie, Ginny, and these other folks. So this quality control check, one of the things they'll do is they'll verify these tax returns that the mortgage company is selling to. The loan is being sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. That's the ultimate, or Ginny Mae. These are the ultimate buyers of these loans. The banks sell all their loans. They have the servicing rights. They have the right to service your loan and forward the money to Ginnie Mae. They get to keep a small little stipend. On a Fannie Mae loan, they get to keep 0.25% per year. So if you're paying 5 or 3 or 2, whatever your interest rate is, regardless, they get to keep. They don't get paid more if the rate's higher. Your mortgage servicer gets paid 0.25% per year. 0.25, that's what they get. And so these loans get forwarded to Fannie Mae, and then they have to check and see, making sure that the quality of the loans that are being sent have real tax returns in there. And now, so the 4506Ts then get, some mortgage companies will not only have you sign the 4506T, they will execute it and verify it with the IRS prior to closing because they don't want to get stuck with a bad loan because people do give us fake tax returns. So, yes, we can get you approved off the W-2s. W-2s? That's how we say it in Michigan, W-O-2s. No, the W-2s. We will get those W-2s to verify and approve you, but the 4506T is there for later quality control and checking the veracity.
And if you're a W-2 employee, I mean, the chances that they're going to pull, it's like going through an IRS audit, basically.
One out of 10, typically.
Yeah.
We'll get verified.
It mostly goes to a self-employed borrowers, really.
So that's we can get you approved with that W-2s. You can get qualified. And those 4506Ts generally aren't pulled until the very end. If they are going to pull it, if they are going to check that 4506T, it's typically at the end of the loan. Because they do cost money for the mortgage company to run it. Tress.
Okay. You say next.
Next question.
All right. All three credit scores are over 660. I make around $111,000 a year. Interested in land and a house in a rural area on a USDA loan. How much house can I typically afford? My rent now is about $1,800 a month. I'm comfortable with that payment.
Well, Bubba, you do USDA loans.
I do.
That doesn't look like it's going to qualify for a USDA loan. The reason why is their income is too high.
The income is too high. It depends on how many are in your family. You know, how many eligibility, the income eligibility. If you go to the website, you can put in your information, like how much money you make.
The USDA website.
Yeah, the USDA. USDA.gov is the website. You can also put the property. You're not going to be able to buy land. It's not a land loan. All right, USDA. It is a rural loan, but it's not for
Real property.
Yeah,
real property is a house that is attached to a property.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to buy a house with land, a bunch of land around it, here's the thing, though. USDA is for people in rural communities that cannot otherwise afford a conventional loan. A conventional loan is a 3% down loan with some pretty darn good rates. Now, with the 660 score, they're going to pay some higher PMI if they're going to get a conventional loan. If they get your scores above 680, your PMI will be lower. If your scores are above 740, your PMI will be even better. Now, the thing is, it's 3% down. The USDA is not there for someone that can afford a conventional loan. We will verify your assets. And if you have assets that allow you to be approved for a conventional loan, then you will not qualify for USDA. So that's just the guideline. So $110,000 a year, I'm assuming you have maybe a couple months of rent or a couple months saved up. I don't know how much you have in your bank account. But anyway, they rent now for $1,800 a month. They can probably get themselves a $250,000 to $300,000 loan to have that kind of payment. I would say closer to comfortably $250,000, you should get a payment of $1,800. You should buy something nice out in the country for $250,000. Anyway, that is your guidelines on USDA. Just know that we'll have to take a look at those assets in your bank account.
And your income and how many dependents and people that you have.
Mm-hmm. And also the area has to qualify for USDA too. Yeah. But if there's a bunch of land out there, it's probably going to.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for the next one?
We are.
Okay. Kind of a lengthy question. Question. The last couple of years, I have been working as a travel medical worker. I travel to other states, do a 3 to 6 month contract, and get paid an hourly rate plus a tax-free stipend for housing and food. Because of this, I double my money compared to if I stayed in the DFW working full-time. My question is, because of this, I tend to take 3 to 6 months of work each year because of the money I save. Credit scores are in the 750s with lots of money in the bank. Can I still qualify to purchase a home?
I don't know. Give me $50,000 and I'll tell you. So they got a lot of money in their bank. So these are called seasonal workers.
The hard part is the continuance, the 3 years continuance. I mean, there's a good chance you're going to be able to work, but you don't really have anybody that can say, hey, we're going to provide that 3 years.
I mean, how can Santa Claus even get a loan?
Yeah.
He only works like one night a year.
He owns the North Pole, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Well. Hopefully it's a money-producing event. I don't know anyone that's paying him money. Usually Santa Claus is the one that's out the money. Anyway.
He has a lot of dependents, too.
The elves.
So anyway, regarding this situation, there are seasonal worker opportunities. We have to document a couple years of this. The thing that we're going to do, though, is we're going to look at if it looks like they're 1099. And so
it's usually through a company that you do this with.
Yeah, so. But if they're 1099 and they're filing as a 1099 worker, is kind of self-employed, we document 2 years of income. Then we'll document how much money you've made this year. And so we'll have to verify how much money you've made and look at the last couple of years. We're looking to look at your tax returns because you're writing some things off here, I'm assuming. And it's going to be depending on how much you're writing off in your tax returns, really. Your adjusted gross income after write-down. So let's take a look at what you got. Did they say they're trying to buy?
Yeah.
So call us up, ask for one of our home purchase loan officers here. We have a team of home purchase loan officers, which is doubling right now, not because they're eating more fajitas. It's because we're hiring more loan officers in the home purchase team. And so when I say our home purchase team is doubling in size, we have to put that in context. So So anyway, call someone on our home purchase team here at TexasLending.com, and they will help you get pre-qualified. Make sure we get all those, make sure we get your assets and your income documented. Then you can go out there happily shopping for a house.
Yeah, you can get fully approved before you go out.
Please do that. So many people are out there getting contracts, and then the fun begins.
Yeah.
You know, they you're working with another company, you already got denied, and then they call us and they have 15 days to close. And I'm like, well, you know what? And we're working on that. And we got loans that we're closing and that have been through those situations. Just know that you are better off getting pre-approved prior to contract. Please.
You really are. I know people personally who did not get pre-approved, went out, found their dream home, went, again, did not get pre-approved, got halfway through, and I'm like, nope, sorry.
We want you to get your reality home, not your dream home. We don't want to give you a dream approval. We want to give a real approval. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. I'm going to use that in one of my new radio commercials. So
I had one recently that was a W-2 employee with a good income, and then by the time that they were ready to buy, had switched to 1099 with commission.
Well, that's an issue. That is an issue.
And, of course, he said, you have really put me in a bind. And I said, I am not taking responsibility for this bind.
Well, you're at such a advanced age, Bubba, that you don't take many people's binds.
Yeah, I was like going, are you kidding me? Did you think to ask me if this would be a bad idea?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want to help you. And it starts with a text to 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. You text us here. We'll try to guide you into a smooth landing. We want to make sure that your plane, as it's landing, is landing with all of its wings attached. And we want to make sure all the passengers on board arrive safely. 972-387-4600. Call there. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We'll come back after these messages for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have 25 minutes of glory to talk about your wonderful home loan this morning. Hopefully, we can fill that cup of yours with all the mortgage information you need. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress, Collins, we have some questions coming in. Let's get to it.
All right. So somebody asked, I heard that there's a charge of 0.5 fee on a refinance. Has this already happened?
Now, first of all, you didn't read the whole text, Tress.
Well, I didn't because I didn't, you know, there's other texts. And so
it says, I heard the powers above charge 0.5 fee on a refinance.
Yes, that's how it reads.
Now,
first of all,
I want to say that if there is a 0.5 fee being charged on all refinances right now, it's not from the powers above. It's potentially from the powers below.
You know what I'm saying? Bad.
Yes, yes, yes. So the thing is this, that Fannie Mae, back a couple months ago, came out with a 0.5% charge for an adverse market fee.
Freddie too?
Yes. The adverse market fee is for refinances and refinances and cash out refinances above $125,000. Below that, they didn't want to charge that fee to affect the smaller loan amounts. The larger loan amounts, they went and charged it. Now, they reversed that a week later when they realized they didn't give anyone in the mortgage world more than, well, they didn't get anyone any time. It was just, as a matter of fact, we're going to start charging you 0.5%, but it hadn't been priced in any of the loans that had been locked or quoted. And so they were suddenly going to charge every mortgage company 0.5% of your loan amount, and it was going to be very detrimental in terms of the billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in charges to lenders. And so they pushed it off to December 1st. Any loan that is bought by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac for refinances and cash-out refinances that are above $125,000, anything after December 1st is going to have a 0.5 charge to the mortgage lender. And so that fee will be passed along to the consumer. It'll probably be swallowed up in the rate. You're probably going to be paying not a 0.5% higher rate.
Probably.
That charge might cost you 0.8% in rate. Your rates will go up about 0.8%. because of this. Some lenders are already pricing it in. Some lenders are already charging you that 0.5% up front. TexasLending.com is going to be slowly working it into our rates. It hasn't worked into our rates yet, but it will be working into the rates. Now, these refinances are conventional loans. These are not FHA and VA loans. These are for your cash out, refinance, and refinance on conventional loans. So, yes, we've been asking everyone to get their rates have been creeping up. Fannie Mae's going to be charging this extra fee. So you're going to see some rate creep. Make sure I say that just right. You're a rate creep. Make sure you call TexasLending.com and get that. Make sure you call and get that loan locked today. So, Bubba.
Yeah.
Are people asking you a lot about this?
You know, I have had it come up. People wanting to lock their loans before the rate increase in December. I say it's not really a rate increase. It's really a cost.
Yeah.
You're still going to be able to get the rate. It's just going to cost you more. I mean, that's basically it. Or you take a higher rate. People don't realize, though, an eighth of a point in rates is not –
Well, compared
it's
to what's
catastrophic, it's like $15 to $20.
I'll tell you what.
A month.
What's going to be more catastrophic to most people is as home values in Texas. I mean, just a few years ago, our average lock was 165. Mm-hmm. Now it's over 265. This is just in the last 4 years.
Right.
And I would say as more people continue to move to Texas for various reasons, then you're going to see home values going over 300,000. And as that happened, the taxes that are going to go to the great time right now in Texas to have a municipal government because they're making money off the taxes. Good for them, right? And so, but it's a consumption tax, really. It's about people that are buying houses and how much home you're buying and how much home you own. So it's taxed on what you can afford, right? And so maybe you can't afford it because as home values continue to double, your taxes are going to double. So make sure that this eighth of a percent in rate, you're only paying that on what you currently owe in the house. So as you owe less in the house, your interest payments go down. But as your home goes up in value, your taxes go up. And so the real thing that's going to happen, especially with rates in the twos for a lot of people, most people, that's so significantly low. A lot of interest rates right now are lower than the tax rate on your house.
Yep.
Tax rates are 2.5% to 3%. Interest rates on mortgages, a lot of them in the low twos. And So the real charges on a lot of people's homes, some people are paying actually more in homeowners insurance on their mortgage than they are on their interest on their mortgage. Mm-hmm. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Get that loan locked today as the rates start rising and as Fannie Mae starts moving in this 0.5% fee. Mm-hmm. Make sure 0.5% charge. It's a 0.5% charge. That's on a $200,000 loan, that's $1,000 up front they're going to charge you and or move it into the rate. So just be prepared.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. So to the person who texted in saying that they couldn't reach Uncle Bubba yesterday, he is here today. Call, leave him a voicemail with your name, your phone number, and he will call you back.
We will not feed Uncle Bubba until he calls you back. He has to stay here and call people. You're going to be like the Cinderella of mortgage loan officers. You
Cinderella
cannot leave the house.
Story.
Okay, Tress.
All right. Okay, current homeowner Antolo, who used the amazing information to help me prepare and understand my first home purchase. Yay, you. My question, if I am wanting to sell my home, how much would I potentially get back? I bought the home a year and a half ago for $195,000 and had a full down payment, 30-year fixed loan at 4%. Due to life changes, I'm planning to relocate closer to family, would like to sell my current place and purchase in the new area. Wondering what return would be at the same safe costs. Oh, sale cost is purchase.
You know, we don't know what your return is going to be because we don't. Would it say how much they currently owe? So we don't know what your return would be. But just know that if you're going to have a realtor's sell it, then typically anticipate 6% of the sales price. You're going to pay that to the person that's going to list your home, and or you're going to split that. 3% to the person that's going to list it and 3% for the home buyer's rep. And so there's some variance in there depending on different realtors have different scenarios and how they set up those things. So make sure that you talk with your realtor or call us, and we'll get you in touch with some great realtors at TexasLending.com.
Yeah, a lot of realtors will do, if you're doing if you're selling a home and buying another home, will do a kind of a...
Sometimes. You got to talk to your realtor because we don't want to speak for realtors.
I'm not a realtor, yeah, but...
Yeah, but talk to your realtor and find out what your options are. And some realtors, they want to get your sale business and your new purchase business. Mm-hmm. And so you can talk with them if they're open to anything. The thing is this, $195,000, 6% of 6% of $200,000 is $12,000. So expect that. Those are the kind of things. And also you might have to cover the title insurance that might come out of the sale, the seller's title insurance that might come out of your sale, and any taxes that are due at the end of the year that might come out of the sale. And then if you're going to cover any closing costs for the purchaser. So in the end, you might walk away with a thousand pennies. I don't know how much money you're going to get out of that house, but just looking for some of those costs. Again, I'm going to say it. Your realtor, your title insurance, maybe a home inspection, or warranty, depending on some of those things that might pop up along the way. Yep. Tress.
Okay, I think we have time for one more.
Before the break.
What would cause closing costs to go up over time? We're closing almost 2 months later than originally expected on a VA loan. The sales price has dropped from 319 to 313. The loan amount through the lender dropped to 282,555 due to what the VA appraiser valued the house at. We are making up the difference by using a HELOC on our current house. So what would cause closing costs to go up over time?
What would cause closing costs to go up? Well, if they're covering the difference between the original sales price of 313 to 282, so it looks like there's what, $31,000 difference from the sales price, and you're going to be covering that. What would cause the closing costs? It depends on how much taxes have to be collected at closing. That can affect some things.
Closing costs are not escrows, though. I mean, closing costs, there might be a charge for the rate, since you're going down in loan amount, there could be, but I can't see where the actual closing costs could have changed that much.
Yeah, mortgage companies are going to charge you, quote you, closing costs. What could also happen? Another option that could happen is if it was locked 2 months ago and they have to do an extension on the lock now because you guys had to renegotiate the contract and such. Sometimes locks on purchases over 30 days or less, if they have to extend it to 60 days, they might have to charge you more for the extension of the lock because the rates that were there 2 months ago, rates are starting to creep. And so you might have to pay an extension for the rate. That might be something you have to deal with. So be prepared for that. But other than that, most closing costs are going to be rather fixed on a mortgage, and if they are going to change, there's only a couple of them that can change.
You should have gotten a change of circumstance that it told you exactly what it was.
Yeah, a change of circumstances.
So go
something
back and
changes.
Look at your changes and see what it was.
Yep. Anyway, good luck with your VA purchase. Hopefully you enjoy your house, and Trust is saying we have to go to break.
We do.
972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back with more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Thank you for texting. Keep on texting at 972-387-4600. We have about 8 minutes left to answer your questions. And make sure you text us now, 972-387-4600. You can also call there. We have loan officers here. They'll be here through early afternoon, 972-387-4600, here on a Saturday. The hardest working people in the mortgage business are on the weekend. And Tress.
Yes.
You have questions for us?
We do. I do. They do. Here we go.
You said that 10 years ago, didn't you? I do.
I did, 10 and a half years ago.
Yes.
Best day ever. Anyway.
40 years ago.
Yeah, that's great.
Congratulations to you, Bubba.
Okay, moving on. Do you guys have bank statement mortgage loans for self-employed?
We used to.
Yeah.
until COVID hit, and then the entire 9QM world collapsed. Then 6 months later, all the 9QM lenders that decided to not buy the loans that they said they would buy have come back and said, hey, we want to start buying loans again. And we've said, you can just go away. Mm-hmm. We don't, you didn't follow through on your commitments last time. We're not going to go forward with this mess. So there are bank statement loans back. Some lenders are doing them. We are not doing them. We got stuck with a bunch of loans because we had pre-approved you. We had funded you. Your loans were done. And then they were not purchased. It caused a lot of mayhem in the market. Loans were not being sold for a couple of weeks there. And we're not doing the bank statement loans right now for self-employed, but the loan programs are back, and they are possible. Type it in on Google. Someone will do it for you. We'd like to do it, but we don't want to get stuck with your loan next time someone has a bad day. All right, Tress.
Okay, here we go. I'm selling my house. What do I need to keep my mineral rights from my house before selling? By the way, my uncle used to work at Kellogg Cereal in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Ah. Battle Creek, Michigan. That's where my aunt and uncle and my cousins were from. And some of them have relocated down here. Battle Creek, Michigan. That's where the Kellogg's are made. Mm. Up there in Battle
Creek. Cocoa Crispy is my favorite.
Frosted Flakes.
Anyway,
what Sugar Pop.
says, what do I need to keep my mineral rights for my house before selling?
Can you do that?
Well, you know what? I am not the mineral rights guy. Mm-hmm. I am not the mineral rights guy.
Me neither.
Yeah, I've never had mineral rights.
I have. I still have mineral rights, but they're up in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And they lease them out about every 3 or 4 years. For
what do you need
grand.
To keep your mineral rights? I would definitely call a title attorney.
Yeah.
And find out what they can tell you. They can get you going on the right path there on those mineral rights. Call a title attorney. Call a title company. Ask for their attorney and say, I want to know how I can keep my mineral rights. So anyway, you have to negotiate all that.
Mm.
And that's
it starts with them, but it's not a mortgage question.
Yes. Mm. We can help you finance a house. Call us today. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Trust.
All right. If I had a discharged Chapter 7 bankruptcy 2 years ago and didn't reaffirm my mortgage, are lenders required to get 12 or 24 months of payment history from current mortgage servicer?
Okay. Well, yeah. What happens a lot of times on a bankruptcy is they stop reporting to the credit bureau. Especially on a Chapter 7, Chapter 13, both of them, the mortgage lender stops reporting to the credit. So when they pull your credit, it'll say mortgage with such and such, but it won't show any payment history in the last 2 years.
Mm.
So that's the reason why they're going to want a 12-month mortgage history showing on-time payments.
You heard it right there from inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who is very appropriate at that time. Take a picture.
On bankruptcy.
Well, no.
Make sure we're definitely going to get a verification of the mortgage history.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what loan you're going to get, you're going to have someone verification of the mortgage history. If it's not in the credit report, if it's not being reported properly, we're going to verify the mortgage. That's the thing that you got to be paying on time is the mortgage. So.
And that's something you don't know. I mean, that's just something that the mortgage people see or their credit report and stuff. You don't know that, and when they ask for that, that's why they're asking for it.
All right. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Call us, 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. I recently moved back from West Texas, working in the oil fields back in July. I started working at my new job here in Wiley for 2 months. My income now is pretty close to what I was making. While the current length of my new employer denied my approval for a home loan? My credit is a low of 700 and I have $10,000 down to pay. Thank you. Love your show. Stay safe.
Okay. Aww. Okay. I working at my job too. I knew here in Wiley. So they were working in an oil field.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got a new job. Gotta know what that new job is.
6 months.
Yeah, but we got to know if that new job is similar to the old job. Bubba is saying they want 6 months of documented income at your new job.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what kind of job.
But yeah, it does depend. I mean, if it's like you were pipe drilling and you're doing something similar, welding, it just all depends on, the combination of the two jobs.
But everything else looks okay. And you should make sure you call TexasLending.com to get pre-approved for that new loan, 972-387-4600. Tress, we have time for one more. Do you have anything left?
We do. Looking to refinance my forever home. $410,000 value, $288,000 balance, 4.75%, 790 credit score, $70,000 retirement income. What's the lowest rate I can get plus reasonable closing costs? I don't escrow taxes and insurance.
So if you don't escrow, just know you're going to have to pay a little bit more for those loans.
It's a quarter point hit.
Quarter point charge, not on rate.
It's worth it.
And so, listen, with the Fannie Mae 0.5 coming in and a quarter percent charge for the escrow thing, they're at 4.75% now. If they drop the rate 2% on their loan amount, they are going to save $460 a month. Okay, they're going to save 460 if they go from 4.75% to 2.75%. You should be able to find a loan 2.75% or better, depending if you're going to get a 30-year. Or a 15-year mortgage, and so somewhere in there.
I would say, just from my knowledge of locking loans this week, that you would probably be in that 2.5 range on that loan.
Yeah. So, especially if you're not going to escrow, especially if you're not going to pay a point, especially there's different things that come in.
APR 2.7.
Your APR is going to be in there depending on your closing costs. The more closing costs, the higher your APR. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Apply now on TexasLending.com. We don't have any more time today, folks, so go out there, enjoy your non-windy day in the DFW area, and hopefully it gets a little bit warmer this afternoon. And hopefully we have a nice weekend next weekend so we can share your lovely mortgage information with you. For Tress Collins and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller saying so long. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show from 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.